What is the funny girl persona? Where do we see it?
I guess it's kind of like a defense mechanism that I think a lot of people adopt if they feel like that's their only option to fit in or perhaps to distract from something that they're self-conscious about. I definitely don't think it's something that's limited to plus-size people. Mm-hmm. I think it could be attributed to anyone that feels like that humour is like the thing that gets them through the door and makes them acceptable to the majority of the people that are there.
I think about when, especially young women, but not exclusively young women, apologise for taking up space, literally and figuratively, when they start a conversation or make a comment and then kind of end it with a sorry.
Oh, yeah.
That feeds into that kind of apology discomfort, doesn't it?
Oh, 100%. And I think it's just, I think it's like layers and layers and layers of things that we say, things that we perform and do, just to make sure that we're acceptable in whatever space we're in, and that, you know, we might challenge something, but it's only challenging something in like an acceptable way. So I think that's where that apology comes in. It's like, I want to, you know, do this or be this way or whatever, but only if that's all right with you and sorry about it. Yeah.
There's a lot to unpack there. There's a lot to unpack about Whale. I haven't seen the latest show. Tell me how you describe it for people who need to understand where you're coming from.
Well, basically, it's an idea that I have had for a while, and I think I just needed to have a bit more life experience to have the scope to tell it. Basically, it's about my journey as a plus-size person, kind of how that has impacted my life, how what happened in my childhood informed my decisions later down the line regarding like weight and dieting, and talking about how like sexuality and how we present ourselves is influenced by that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's talking about how I was very much pursuing the attention of men very openly, constantly, and consistently through my early 20s. And then having like a bit of a realization that I was actually queer. And then with that came kind of the clarity and strength to be like, this is a story that's worth telling and that will resonate with a lot of people. So really, it's a show that covers like a 20-year span in my life, talking about the things that I've encountered. And when writing it and talking with other people, I thought that it would resonate with people, but it's actually blowing my mind how much people are like, oh my gosh, I experienced the same thing, or that is exactly how I felt at that exact moment in my life. So, yeah, it's been a very interesting process because, like, I'm not naive. Obviously, I'm not the only person that this has happened to, but but I just had, yeah, really no scope to how much it would resonate with people.
Courtney, where are the laughs?
I think the laughs are where I impersonate people who perhaps are a bit ignorant. I think, like, this show gives you permission to laugh at, like, the majority. It gives you permission to laugh at the people that say insensitive things, which happens all the time for plus-size people, and then, like, absolutely having no understanding of why that's rude or why that's invasive.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I certainly, like, caricature that as an in-joke for any plus-size people who are seeing the show because they will 100% get it. I think there's also humour when I am impersonating my younger self. I think for a long time I truly was a little idiot and just made the absolute worst decisions regarding male suitors and would just conduct some absolute nonsense. So that is definitely where the laughs are.
Well, we all make mistakes as we grow older and hopefully wiser. So I'm sure people will be laughing with you. Your theatre company has a great name. It's called Crash Theatre Company. Why did you call it that?
to cut a very long story short, an extremely long story. Myself and my business partner, Anna, have been working together for a decade, basically. So we met at university. We went to Notre Dame and we were involved in the theatre company there. And then we left uni and we kind of wanted to fill that void of like community theatre, but doing it with like our friends. So we started a charity. We ran the charity like theatre company for about 5 years. And then probably, I would say halfway through last year, we've racked up a lot of experience. We've worked with so many people in so many different venues. We've done tours. And we were just thinking, like, we can turn this into something that is a lot bigger than what we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
I think the two of us are extremely ambitious young women, and we have a lot of stories to tell between the two of us. And we wanted to basically have an impact. And that's where the name Crash comes from. We were talking about having impact, and we were kind of thinking of like synonyms for that word. And then it was just in a conversation on her couch. I said something about like a car crash or mm-hmm. like having an immense impact that people won't forget. Yeah, Crash just came out of that.
So Crash is now presenting Whale, which is curious because there's a film out at the moment called The Whale. Have you seen it?
Yeah. No, I haven't seen it. And I was aware of the play when I was writing this, but I had literally no idea that it was being turned into a film, which is what a coincidence. however, I do think the nature of the film and then my show Whale is completely different in the fact that I feel like in the film The Whale, I feel like a lot of it is shrouded kind of in shame and not having a plus size actor play the role, I feel doesn't sit right with me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it confirms a lot of stereotypes that society probably think about plus size people. And I don't think it does a lot to dismantle it. I think it shows a man at the end of his life with regret about what he looks like. And I don't think it criticizes the world that put him in that box and made him regress into that apartment that he lives in. Whereas Whale is so much more of an acknowledgement of that world that has made me the way that I am, but it also shows me breaking through that and like coming out the other side. I think there'll be a lot of similarities between the two, absolutely, but I feel like mine might have a little bit more positivity at the end than his does.
Courtney, it's been great to chat with you this morning. Thanks so much, and chookers for the show.
Oh, thank you so much.